Call the January 7th common council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have quorum. We also have scouts with us tonight. Gentlemen, would you mind coming forward and then lead us in the pledge, please? Anytime you're ready, guys.
We have one more scout coming. Okay. Right hand on your...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do you guys tell us what Cub Pack you are and what school? Kristen, knock it off. I'm sorry.
538.
And what school?
Pleasant View.
Excellent. Welcome, guys. Thank you. Okay, with that, I will open the citizens' comment period. Those of you who have not been here before, we try to keep it to 3 minutes. It's not a requirement. We ask that you give us your name and address and let us know what you want to say. And please use the microphone.
Am I able to sit down and do it, or do I stand up?
Well, you can do either one.
Okay, I just feel more comfortable that way.
Whatever.
I'm going to set my timer so I can stand.
You don't. Just say what you got to say.
All right. Good evening. My name is Liz Charwitz. I'm at 3909 West Heatheridge Drive. I'm with PAC 538, Den 3, rank, Wolves Rank, second grade, and we meet at Pleasant View Elementary School. One of our requirements this year is for Council Fire, Duty to Country. Our goal is to learn about a community problem and as a group work to solve it. We reached out to Alderperson Wilhelm to ask if she needed our help. She generously agreed and shared information about the Marquette Avenue Extension Project. The project immediately resonated with the scouts and their families. Anyone who's ever visited Pleasant View and or uses Marquette Avenue knows how congested that area is for pedestrians, cyclists, and vehicles, especially during drop-off and pick-up during the school day and during weekend hours. It would be near to impossible for first responders to enact a multi-jurisdictional response during an active shooter incident or another type of emergency. We understand that you and the council want the road to be extended, but are not willing to financially pay for it. The problem is that the road has been on the table for, I've heard many different numbers, but at least 15 years. Some sources say decades, long before the current developers have been involved. I know that other developers have walked away from their projects because of the lofty expense of the road extension. It is my understanding that the two developer projects do not need the road, because they have sufficient number of access points. Putting the entire bill on the developers is not a sound business decision and is shown by your on-hold negotiation. As we wait, nothing continues to happen. The city and residents such as PAC 538 need this road. We can't let this go any longer without you taking on some major course correction with your negotiation capabilities. It is my understanding that the project has heard requests and has some support to shift from a single project to a phased approach, with the extension being a 2 or 3 phase. You should not have more houses in that area without extending the road first. The mayor admitted that negotiations with the developers are taking longer than anticipated. You asked us for a solution, and here it is. We would like you to use the $750,000 identified by Alder Wilhelm and approved by a budget amendment to help offset the costs and split the balance with developers. Now we ask you to do the following. We need you to attain an agreement with developers guaranteeing the road extension if you are 100% leaning on them. Please publicly share the project schedule so we have reassurance that you will fulfill your civic duty, which is keeping us and the scouts safe. We request a follow-up from the council and Mr. Mayor by February 7th, so we're giving a month. We're asking for a month, and the scouts and families are depending upon all of you to extend this road and make our community safer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Maxwell.
Hello, Maxwell.
My name is Maxwell Charwitz. I live at 3909 West Hedridge Drive. I am here to make sure you promise to build the road as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Maxwell.
Hello, my name is Owen. I live at 3909
3927 West Cypress Lane, Franklin. Dear Mayor Olson, please approve the Marquette Avenue project. This project is important to me because I go to Pleasant View School. The project will help keep my school safe.
Thank you, Owen.
Hello.
There we go.
My name is Rivers Kozik-Walaz. My address is 4169 West Spring Ridge Pass. Mayor Olson, I would like you to put in the road so my school is safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Rivers.
My name is Spencer Peterson. Please fund the Marquette Project to help first responders save lives and make the community safer.
Thank you.
My name is Elias Tesh. My address is 3553 East Layton Avenue. Dear Mayor Olson, in order to keep us safe at Pleasant View Elementary, we would appreciate if you would approve the Marquette Project. First responders need a direct and fast route. Anything, in case anything happens. Thank you.
Thank you, even though you're from Cudahy. Anyone else?
We got a few more.
Excellent.
My name is Taven DeVries. I live at 7363 South Countryside Drive. I would like the city to extend Marquette. This will help police and fire departments to get to Pleasant View much quickly than they can now.
And proper English, very good. Thank you. This is Citizens Comment Period. You're welcome to speak on any issue. And thank you, Scouts. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, my name is David Friends. Address is 7472 South Hillendale Drive. And I'm in favor of the extension of Marquette Avenue to 51st Street. We were sort of involved in the situation of the extension of Marquette to 49th Street, and that wasn't supposed to be the end of it. When a developer came or became available, they were supposed to be extending the road to 51st Street, and obviously that hasn't happened yet, but it is something that needs to be considered. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Anybody else? Former Mayor Taylor. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of you. It's nice to see you guys and ladies. I'm here tonight to support the position of the Scouts and for the extension of Marquette. I understand that all of you have a very, very difficult job. You're talking about major dollars being expended, but I was here as the mayor when we tried to get one developer after another to develop and to put the money forward for that road. I understand your hesitance upon putting weight behind this because of a precedence that this might establish, but I'm here to say that I don't believe it does, and the reason for that is because Marquette, the road, should have been extended all the way through from the many, many years ago under the Comprehensive Master Plan. For one reason or another, former councils decided not to do that. As a result of those actions, we have a school that is landlocked within a neighborhood. We have a beautiful park, and we have a beautiful trail that runs through it, but anyone using that trail has to go into the neighborhoods that also do not have sidewalks, and they have to take on the oncoming traffic of those neighborhoods. Versus having a road that goes straight out to 51st Street. I know it has always been the intent of this council to try and get that road extended. I would ask that you do everything possible to make it happen We live in a completely different world. I'm sure our fire chief will tell you that, and the police chief will tell you that. When we first started talking or having discussions about these issues, the issue of school violence was new to the world. Unfortunately, it's not a new item anymore. So I would strongly urge you to support this position of the scouts and the people that live in the neighborhood. The other thing is, the other reason I came down is I want to congratulate Mark Liberta. He's going to make an outstanding administrator for the county in which he lives. Thank you, Mark, for driving 50 miles a day, or 100 miles a day, back and forth. And I wanted to thank you on a personal note for your great advice while I was the mayor. There's many, many times where you came in my office and you had to tell me things that you knew I wasn't going to like, but you told me anyhow. And that's the mark of a great administrator. Thank you for your thousands and thousands of hours of dedication to the city. The people of this community really owe you a debt. And to Joel, Joel and I spent too many hours together working on too many projects, right, Steve? And Joel is a consummate professional. He works tirelessly on behalf of this community, which he lives. And he has done an outstanding job. I wish both of you nothing but good things for the future. Thank you again for your time and effort.
Tom, stick around. Don't leave. What?
You giving out treats or anything?
Yeah, later. Anyone else? Anyone else? Mr. Lucky, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Jim Lucky. I live at 4925 West Rawson Avenue. So I'm in pretty much the same neighborhood of the school. I just want to go back a little bit in time. At one point, at the school was where we voted for elections for the 3rd District. And I remember years ago going there, particularly, like, say, there was a presidential election, that there was a lot of traffic. And I remember me and my wife, it was like a bottleneck getting in and out of the place. And when we got home, we talked about this, and this is quite a few years ago, about, geez, is that really safe there for the students, you know, coming in? Those that walk in, those that come in with the bus, those where the parents bring it in, and really it didn't seem that way. Nowadays, in more recent years, I like walking along the pathways here in Franklin, and I have a nice safe passageway right up Rawson Avenue with sidewalks getting to the Oak Leak Trail. But real often, I like to walk over by the school to the, you know, the pathways there and that beautiful park there. But one thing I won't do is walk there any time the school is starting or coming to the end, because there's so much traffic. Those streets are narrow. There's hardly any shoulder to work on. And you know, I think about that. I feel uncomfortable, unsafe walking there in the middle of the day. And I could just imagine what it must be like when all this traffic is around. So I really urge the council to do something about this. The extension of the Marquette is just the perfect thing to do to extend to 49th Street. I mean, you're all familiar with the area. And so I'm going to just ask you, I know there's financial considerations, considerable financial considerations, but here is a community. And when people like this and the scouts and everything come here to ask for something, this is the time I think, you know, we as a should do something. I mean, that kind of concludes my marks there, but Mayor Olson, if I could have just a quick minute, I'd like to say something to Mark Liberta.
You can have a slow minute.
A slow minute, okay. All right, thank you. Mark, I want to thank you on behalf of the Franklin Historical Society and myself for all those years of the work you did. It's truly appreciated. And I want to say one other thing. I know how hard Mark worked. The reason being, I used to pile it on him. You know,
sure.
True. So thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for your kind comments, Jim. Anybody else? Anybody else? You guys got to get up faster, Doug. I almost dropped the hammer.
Good evening. I'm Doug Schmidt, 7961 South 68th Street. I would like to voice my support for the Marquette Avenue extension out to 51st Street. That item has been on the back burner since I joined the council nearly 10 years ago, and if not longer than that. The neighborhood is heavily wooded with several narrow roads that lack sidewalks and have steep ditches, which make it hazardous both for students and drivers attempting to reach Pleasant View School. I've subbed at the school for many years, and oftentimes I feel like a mouse trying to find a cheese at the end of the maze. So I think that extending it out to 51st Street is a very practical exercise to reduce traffic and make it safer for the students, as they've already discussed, to get to their school without being traffic hazards. Now, to borrow a line from Basil Ryan, just one more thing. I want to also take this opportunity to thank Mark and Joel for the many years of dedicated service to the city. And having worked as an alderman, for 6 years, I got to know the inner workings of their departments, and I always admired all the things that Mark had to oversee in administrating, whether it was with contracts, personnel, MOUs, everything under the sun, and especially working in that little windowless cubicle that he calls his office. It was amazing the things that got done. And Joel, there were many hours that, when I was looking to obtain some background on issues in the planning department that had been carrying on for years, he always allowed me to sit down and review them with him to get the background to give me a better education on where we were going. Now, I know they'll do very well in their next jobs, but I think we all owe them appreciation for the fact that where Franklin has come from as a semi-rural community into where it is now in the 21st century, and we're still growing. So there's a lot of give and take. Not all the decisions are popular, but I appreciate everything that you've done.
Thanks for the kind words, Doug.
Hi. Good evening. Tim Birch, 7466 South 46th Street. Speaking in favor of the extension of Marquette Avenue to 51st Street. I wasn't here, my neighbor. So I have a unique perspective on this thing, as I live directly across the street from the school. And I concur with everything else, everything everyone else has said. But in addition to that, extending that street will also provide a little bit more parking. Right now, there's no parking on either side of 46th Street. However, that doesn't prevent parents from doing that. And when there's a large school event, everybody and their grandmother is at the school watching a performance or something like that. There's parking on both sides of the street, and if there's something that happens and people are leaving, that turns that into a one-way or one-lane road, and there's no way any emergency vehicle is going to get down there. Even though it's posted no parking, and I've called the police department numerous times, they've never done anything. I've even met an officer out there once, and he says, "Oh, geez, you know, where else are they going to park?" You know, so it seems to me that it makes extraordinarily amount of sense to extend the road to 51st Street, with the addition of maybe you'll be actually able to enforce a no parking on 46th Street. So if an emergency vehicle does need to get down there, it can. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Birch. Anybody else? Maxwell? Oh, wait. Wait, hold on 1 second, Maxwell. Come on, sir.
Has he spoken?
Yes, he has. We like to get everybody first and then go back through.
Perry Rosa, 6304.
I didn't recognize your new glasses. Sorry, Perry.
It's my turn to speak. 6304 South 35th, Perry Rosa. Not feeling real well tonight, might ramble a little bit. I spent 25 years writing environmental impact statements for roads, and been watching this situation for the years that I've been a resident of Franklin. I've been accused in the past of having strong opinions, and I recognize that, but I believe when I do, it's for good reasons. And I have strong opinions about this situation, and I think there's some pretty good ones. There's been some excuses made around city government for not doing anything about this road. I don't think there are any excuses for not doing anything. Number one, we don't spend money. The city has plenty of money to spend. You've got discretionary money in roads. We spent a similar amount of money on Kayla's crew, a playground for children, a playground. Now we won't spend it for a road within a home run shot of the front door of the school? That's shameful. We spent money on 31st Street. Now where does 31st Street go? Northwestern Mutual, what, a $40 billion corporation? We can spend money on a road for that. We can even assume the few tens of thousands of dollars for maintenance of their stormwater basin. Just because they're Northwestern Mutual.
Mr. Rosa?
Well, think about that.
Please address the council.
Yes.
Actually, specifically address
okay.
me.
Okay, I have 1:06 left.
No, you have your time, yes. So do what you need to do.
If I were a planning consultant, I would be sorely tempted to change the names of the roads, orientation of the map, and the name of the community, and present this current situation at a national conference about how not to manage public safety in a road environment in a major city. It's embarrassing. But I'm going to just close with saying, please do the right thing for these kids. Do the right thing for the community. Spend the money. You've got 2 cost sharers. It's time to put this problem to bed. That's your duty. It's your job. And it's a good opportunity for you to lead, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Ryan.
Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. Also a candidate for office for mayor. I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to sit in the back, but since Doug did bring my name forward, I figured I might as well comment. But when I'm a little frustrated.
One more thing, Basil.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. What frustrates me is item 19 on your agenda tonight. You're going to go into closed session to talk about acquiring property without the permission, supposedly, from owners. And one of the lines you use is for development of public improvements. Now, that's a business area. So, again, it seems like we have a community that, as these people are telling you, there's an area that hasn't been developed. And it's threatening the youths. I'm sure any one of you up there would feel terrible if any one of these young people got hurt. But you're putting acquiring properties for improvements for businesses over people that have lived here, people that have raised their families, people that have paid their dues and taxes and building a safe community. And we're saying that we don't have the time, resources, or money to deal with a problem, but yet we want to tackle another problem that we don't even know anything about by acquiring additional property from people that don't even know about it, and we have to go into closed session to do it. Something wrong with our priorities. This one here is definitely the cart is before the horse. And I think we need to go back and look at what you as elected officials are. You're here to represent the community. Don't worry about the 70-30 goal. That's only a goal. Your primary goal right now is to protect the safety of the community, and that's to protect these people and develop something that's safe and feasible, that everyone can live in harmony, and then let's move. Because businesses are brought into the community to help the communities and to go hand in hand with the communities. But if we're overlooking the needs of the community, then we're shortchanging the community. And I'd like to say one thing to Mark and Joel. Even though we've been on opposite sides on issues, I feel that's always strengthened. I'm one that believes in constructive criticism, and I've always believed that the two gentlemen have acted as gentlemen. They've always given me the time. We may have disagreed, but at least we've worked things through, and I appreciate that, and I respect their professional courtesy in doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Anybody else? Okay, since nobody news rising, Max, you have something else? Please, come on forward.
Dear Mayor Olson, can you please make the streets wider for safety? Thank you.
That was it? Excellent. Thank you, Max. Okay. All right. I asked for everybody, and no one rose, so I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Alderman Wilhelm, under citizens' comment period, that's already closed.
No, I'm actually not speaking on the citizen comment period. I'm actually about an item on the agenda for the order, and the residents have asked me if I would, because of the kids have bedtimes and that, they have asked me if I would move up F before the public hearing so we can finish that item of business and then they can go home. And I think that's reasonable request for these citizens have given their time for this.
You mean you don't want them to sit through the public hearing? Are you sure? Are you sure? It's a vital issue to the community. It's $95,000 of tax money? Are you sure? Anyway, okay. We move to item F. Is there a motion to receive and place on file?
Mayor, I'd like to speak on item F before we
Alderman
place
Wilhelm.
It on file. Since this is a project that's been near and dear to my heart for a long time, and I'd like to thank the approximate, actually I stopped counting at 25 people that emailed the alderman on this issue. And it's also important to thank all of you that came here and sent your emails and your time in attendance tonight. It's really appreciated. And I'm especially proud of the PAC 538 for coming here and their parents who are raising children with lifelong community values. Thank you for that. So I'm going to briefly address as many of the questions and rumors and conspiracies that came up during bringing this item forward. I brought with me the 1992 plan. This is the comprehensive master plan in 1992. 28 years ago in this plan, the road was identified as a need. I volunteered at Pleasant View School, and I witnessed the daily congestion and the congestion and fear that happened during 9/11. Pleasant View School was built in the 60s, I think it was 63, under the hope a developer would extend Marquette for us at their expense. 50 plus years, we've still held out that hope. We don't build roads. We built 49th Street to the school in 2009. We have policies. We have ordinances that states roads aren't supposed to go longer than 800 feet for cul-de-sacs. But we built Evergreen to the Park, exceeding the ordinance at a length of 1,700 feet, and at the cost for